Today we are going to begin dealing with an issue that we brought up, a subject that we never got back to. And that is that we all know that Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba. That every yid has a chelek in olam haba. And you ask any Lubavitcher young child, they know from the Yud Beis Psukim and Mori Chazal, Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba. And you ask them, every yid has a chelek in olam haba? The answer is yes. However, we ignore, seemingly, the second half of the Mishnah, which says, Ve'elu she'en lan chelek l'olam haba. It lists a whole group of people that have no chelek in olam haba. For example, if you deny tchiyas ha'meisim, etc. So what do we do? What about all those people that fit into those categories that don't have a chelek in olam haba, and yet we make a blanket statement, always, Kol Yisrael, yesh lem chelek l'olam haba. How does this go together? So the truth is, it's not a new question. It's a question that was addressed directly by the Rebbe. A little bit of a background. In the early years, in the early 40s, Tavshin Beis, Tavshin Gimel, Tavshin Dalid, there was a Lubavitcher publication that came out called Koivitz Lubavitch. That was the name of the publication. In this publication of Koivitz Lubavitch, there was a section called Tshuvos U'Biurim. This was the Rebbe before the Nesius, and it was an interesting column. Basically, people would write questions that they had on things that are brought down in Chassidus. For example, that it contradicts something in Nigla de Torah, or different questions that they had. And the Rebbe would address it, right, like these wonderful, beautiful biurim, explaining how everything al pi Chassidus fits with Nigla as well. For example, there is a famous sicha where the Friedrich Rebbe said that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel, Akavya ben Mahalal al Oimer, which literally means Akavya, the son of Mahalalel, says. And the Friedrich Rebbe said that Akavya is from the word Akev, heel. Mahalalel is from the word Hilul, davening, Tilas Hashem. Piata fun adavener, the heel of a davener. And people are like, what? You're taking the simple name of a Tana, you're making it heels of daveners. And the Rebbe wrote a whole long letter addressing it. Many interesting, beautiful letters addressing shilas that people had alpin nigla based on pnimiyas haTorah. One of those columns was addressing a question written by a very choshev yid. This yid's name was Reb David Stockhammer, and he was a shoychet in Newark, New Jersey. And he actually had a bunch of very choshev Lubavitcher sons-in-law. For example, Rabbi Mentlik, the Rosh Hashiva of 770, was his son-in-law. Rabbi Moshe Pinchas Katz, who was the Gabbai in 770, was his son-in-law. He had very, very choshev Lubavitcher sons-in-law. And he used this opportunity to write to the Rebbe this question. And he says that everywhere when you open up a Maimer Chassidus, it says, Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba. And it doesn't even begin to mention all those categories of people that don't have a chelek in olam haba. And how does this square together? How does the Nigla and Chassidus come together? And the Rebbe wrote a very long letter. The letter, this column, was written Tez Zayin Chodesh Tammuz Tavshin Gimel. And in the Igros Kodesh of the Rebbe, it's the 85th letter in the set of Igros. It's Igros Kodesh Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Mem Aleph. And it goes on for quite a long time. And it goes all the way to page Kuf Nun Gimel. And the Rebbe writes at length about the whole inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And in this letter, the Rebbe addresses all those people that seemingly do not have a chelek in olam haba. And this is in page Kuf Mem Gimel. And the Rebbe says like this. Let's start with someone that was a koifer b'Hashem. That person doesn't have Tchiyas HaMeisim. So many averis. So the first thing is, that we have to know that if this person did tshuva at the end of his life, and the Rambam even adds that even did tshuva b'seiser, not even b'goloi, you didn't necessarily even see the tshuva, this person, we're mekabel the tshuva and he has olam haba. So therefore, let's say there's 10,000 people, a lot of people do tshuva at the end of their life, so now they already entered olam haba. What about somebody that didn't do any tshuva? Well, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvdalan Amid Aleph, that says, Bro Mezakil Abba, which means that if this person has a son that became righteous and did follow in the ways of Torah and he does things for the schus of his father, so then he could bring his father to Olam Haba. So even this father was a Rasha and he doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. If he has a wonderful son, the schusim of the son can bring him up to Olam Haba. But what happens if he doesn't have a son that's a tzaddik? Well, we have another option. And that is, if other people daven, even if they're not related, but they daven and do mitzvahs in the honor of this neshama. For example, we know there's a famous Gemara in Chagiga, that when Elisha Acher passed away, so he was in Gehenna because they didn't know what to do with him. He was an apikoidus, so he couldn't go to Gan Eden, but he learned a lot of Torah, so he didn't go to Gehenna. So he was basically burning away, that there was like smoke coming out of his kefir. It was like a terrible matzah. And then his Talmud passed away, the mayor, and then the smoke stopped, but he still didn't go to Olam Haba until Rabbi Yochanan came. And Rabbi Yochanan said that when he passes away, he's going to bring him to Olam Haba. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan, who was someone that davened, who wasn't related to him, he was still able to bring him to Olam Haba. But then there's even people that no one davened for them. They didn't have children that were tzaddikim. They didn't do tshuva. Will they go into Olam Haba? The answer is yes. And we're going to talk about that more in the coming shiur.